Today's gospel lesson comes from the first chapter of the book of John, verses 6 through 9. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God. One of the stories I like to tell every year is from the Sunday I came here in view of a call. At the beginning of the service, as the acolytes were making their way down the aisle, the light in one of the candle lighters went out. But just as they had practiced, the two acolytes turned, and the one on my left lent her fire to the one on my right. All was now well. And Rosemary Hammond, seated beside me here on the chancel, turned and whispered, "We watch out for each other at Broadway." It's true. We watch out for each other here at Broadway, and we watch out for others also. And when the light goes out, we reach over and share our fire. And the amazing thing is, with just a single little flicker of a flame, we can light the whole world. All it takes is one to keep and to tend and to share. It's one of the things I love about the rich symbolism of the Jewish celebration of Hanukkah. There are 9 branches on the menorah, one of which holds the candle used to light all of the other candles. The 9th candle is called the Shamash, or the attendant. It tends to the light of others. And that is a pretty powerful metaphor for what it is I think we are called to do and to be. We are called to attend to the light of others. We are the light of the world, and the world needs our light right now. We know how devastating the past 9 months have been for this country. The death toll is shocking. It seems just like a few days ago we passed the unfathomable number of 200,000 COVID-19 deaths. In the blink of an eye, here we are now at 300,000. And then there is all of the grief and anxiety and absolute mental anguish so many have suffered due to the loss of loved ones or jobs or isolation or worry over it all. And here are the experts who are telling us now that the darkest days are still ahead. And so, the world really does need our light right now. The world needs your light right now. In the scripture today, John the Baptist comes with the light. He was crusty and coarse and sorely as all get out, but he had this light inside of him. He had this fire and he shared it with others. His one little ornery and combative light was enough to keep the people's hopes alive through even the darkest of times, until the Messiah appeared. Or we think of Paul. He was prickly also. Read his epistles, and the words warm and fuzzy aren't the first things that come to mind. He was a prophet, and not always a pleasant one. He was a prophet, but he was also a pastor. And when the people read his words, as we read them today, rejoice always, praise without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. In spite of his surliness, they listened. They listened because though the lamp was old and cracked, there was still a light inside. We have people like that here at Broadway. We always have. And we just lost one of them, Billy Edwards. She could be coarse and prickly sometimes too, but there was a resilient light of life within her eyes. Hard-pressed but not crushed, knocked down but not destroyed, she kept the light alive and she passed it on to others who needed it. And we will pass it on to others also. The light is ours to keep and care for and tend and then pass on to those who need it. This morning we lit the candle of joy. Whenever I think of joy, I always think of another strong and resilient woman now departed, Maya Angelou, and something which she said about the marks that we leave in other people's lives. They won't always remember what you told them, she liked to say, and they won't even remember what you did, but they will always remember how it is that you made them feel. When we think about how someone with joy makes us feel, words like courage and grace and grit come to mind. Joy is deeper and more profound than happiness. Happiness depends on happenstance, what has happened to us. But joy is what has happened inside of us. That's why the joy candle is a rugged and defiant little light. Maya had it. Billy had it. And it's ours to have also. On the last night of Jesus' life, he spoke about joy. What was happening to him and his disciples was terrible. He would soon be taken away, but he would come again, he said, and no one would be able to take their joy away from them. It would be theirs. It would be ours to keep. It's a dark world out there, especially right now. But we have a joy that cannot be taken away from us. We have a light within us and we share the light. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Paul said, "Do not quench the spirit." COVID has really dampened the Christmas spirit this year. And there are so many who have lost their light. So we have to share ours. A simple call or a card is all that it takes. That's all that it takes to keep the light of joy alive. For the spirit of the joyful God is in us and has anointed us to provide to those who mourn in Zion, to give them garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. God has given us a light, and this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. I mentioned Hanukkah earlier. Last night, I called my Jewish cousin Norm just as they were about to light the third candle of the menorah. We talked and laughed about how a lot of people think Hanukkah is just, well, the Jewish Christmas. He said he's even seen some holiday kitsch Jews can buy that says, "Oi to the world." Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas. And Christmas is not the Jewish Hanukkah. But what both traditions have in common is a theme of light. The indomitable spirit of God's eternal light, which has the power to drive out all darkness and all despair, all ways. And just like in the menorah, it only takes one light to light all the others. And then the whole room. And then finally, the whole earth. One little flickering flame, unquenched, can bring the light of hope and peace and joy to all the world. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light. He himself was not the light, but he came as a witness to the light. He came as the light's attendant, and so do we. For the true light, the light of all people, was coming into the world and is in the world and is in you and me. And we share that light with others. As Rosemary said, we watch out for others. And as the old carol says, the dark night wakes and the glory breaks and Christmas comes once more. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God and joyous mother of us all, and all of God's people then said, Amen.